Grace to you in peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A number of years ago, country singer Randy Travis put out a country Christian CD with one of the songs entitled Pray for the Fish. In this particular song, he tells of a man named Eddie Lee Vaughn, who is known in the community as a hellraiser and a terrible troublemaker. He was going down to the river this day to get baptized. And the whole town comes out to watch this baptism because nobody believes that all of his sin could possibly be washed away. But lo and behold, as the preacher dunks him in the river water, the sin starts rolling off of him. And before long, all the fish start jumping out of the water because the water in the river is so polluted by his sin, it's like a lake of fire. So polluted was the water with his sin that the fish barely had room to swim. And thus, all the folks needed to pray for the fish. My mom used to tell us kids of her days as a child, and some of you can probably relate to this. Back before they had an indoor bathroom or any running hot water. So each week when it came bath time, and I think it was only once a week or so back in those days, my grandma would boil a big pot of water on the stove and then pour it into a very large metal tub that they had in the kitchen for the kids to take their bath. One by one, each of my mom's four siblings would take their turn in the tub of water. And after each child had finished his or her bath, the water would, of course, be a little dirtier for the next child. Until finally, the fifth child had to bathe in the water contaminated by the other four kids before them. In much the same way as those fish needed to be prayed for, I think the last child in line for the tub in my mom's family also needed to be prayed for. All of which brings us to our gospel reading for today. We have recorded for us the event of Jesus' baptism. People were coming to John the Baptist to be baptized by him in the Jordan River. And one by one, as they were baptized by John, the Jordan River began to be saturated, figuratively speaking, with the sins of the people. As my mom's tub water was dirtied by her brothers and sisters washing themselves before her, so the Jordan River became polluted with the sins of the people being washed off of them through this baptism of repentance. And like in Randy Travis's song, it might have been well for John the Baptist that day to have prayed for the fish. And then along came Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, the one in whom there is no sin, nor was there any deceit or violence of any kind, says Isaiah. And yet he came to John to be baptized. Why? What did he need to repent of? Of what did he need to be forgiven? Nothing. You see, Jesus came not to be forgiven of his sins, but to take on our sins. St. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that we might become in him the righteousness of God. And the prophet Isaiah wrote of Jesus, he took up our infirmities and he carried our sorrows. And thus there really wasn't any reason for John or anyone else to pray for the fish. Because the moment that Jesus entered the Jordan River and he was baptized by John, thus beginning his public ministry, all of those sins that had washed off of all those other people that were polluting that Jordan River that day were suddenly absorbed by him. The fish weren't crowded by the people's sins because that water was as clean as it had ever been. For every single sin in that river was placed on Jesus. And he carried those sins throughout his ministry. And he suffered and he died for those sins on the cross. And when he rose from the grave, he left those sins buried there in that tomb, never to be seen again. And the same is true for each one of us through baptism. St. Paul wrote in Romans 6, we died to sin. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Thus, in and through baptism, our sins were forgiven and they were buried with Jesus. They were washed off of us and they were retroactively placed on Jesus at his baptism and were then carried by him to the cross into the grave. Our sins cannot control our lives. And our sins cannot threaten our salvation. Because they have been carried and they have been buried with Jesus. This story of Jesus' baptism and this image of the sins of the people being washed, all of them, only then to be absorbed by Jesus, helps us to remember that Jesus' mission of salvation involved much more than simply Good Friday and Easter Sunday. His whole life, from incarnation to birth to childhood to work life to ministry to the cross and the grave and the resurrection and the ascension and finally coming back to get us on the last day, that's all part of his mission of salvation. And the fact that Jesus carried our sins and our sorrows around with him throughout his ministry means that he truly understands and can fully identify with us. And he really can help us. Our faith in Jesus is not just one of mere positive encouragement and wishful thinking. Our faith in Jesus is one of certain hope in the God of the universe who knows us, who understands us, and who has the power to help us. He lived the life that we are living. And he immersed himself in our sin and our sorrow. And yet he never succumbed. Scripture tells us that he was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. As we start this new year, our lives are filled with many uncertainties. None of us knows what 2014 is going to bring. But one thing is certain. Whatever it brings, we know that Jesus will be with us and that he will help us. And we know that to be true because of his baptism and our baptism. May we thus live each day of our lives with such confidence and such comfort for the sake of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.